Previously on The Grim Mystics.
The world's been chaos for a while, and I'm starting to notice I have a new comfort show. Yes, let me go with you while you buy a Maserati.
It's just...
We're gonna start with Lisa Vanderpump. Caught a boyfriend cheating because of the Uber receipt in his deleted email folder. It's her husband to knock his best man the fuck out. Jax is cheating, but him and Brittany aren't serious, and it's just a lot of him trying to juggle other women. She is blackout drunk, rage texting him, calling Sheena a whore, telling him that he's a horrible person and that his dick doesn't work, and like just leaning into the meanest thing she could say. Dossie pretty much said, like, your friendship means nothing to me. I can drop you as soon as I want to. Jeez. And she did. Like, oh, this is just like a group of friends that are like trying to figure it out together, but they're like really unhealthy. I'm Amber.
And I'm Leslie, and you're listening to
The Grim Mystics. Friends,
howdy howdy, how's everybody doing?
Good, we hope.
Good, we hope. Amber, how are you?
I'm good, Leslie, how are you?
I'm good. I am just so excited to hear part two of Vanderpump Rules, so I say we just jump on in and let's get started.
So season six is like peak reality TV. Okay. So we pop in, Katie and Schwartz have been married, and they're like, it was like the wedding stress was what did it to them. Katie hasn't rage texted it in like a year. Like, Schwartz is being a doting boyfriend, and he's keeping his beverages like in the cups instead of on her head.
Very nice. Very thoughtful.
It's lovely. And then, you know, Stassi's single and trying to like function as a single person on the show, even though she really wants to be in a relationship. And Sheena is going through a public divorce because she outed her husband for his drug addiction on TV without his consent. And like, he hadn't even told his family that he was trying to get sober. Yeah.
Yikes.
And his drug of choice was pain pills. So he had an injury when he was younger and he just got addicted to the pain pills.
Nice. And she's like, my husband's a fucking raging addict. And he is like, oh, that was a secret.
Yeah.
Nice.
Like, it's called, like, you know, anonymous for a reason. And then she is also getting down on him because he needs to be sober from pills doesn't mean he shouldn't drink. So, and she doesn't want him to get drunk and crazy, and she'll call him out when she thinks he's drunk, but she does want him to be able to have a couple cocktails and enjoy the evening when they're out.
It's not really up to her to decide what he should or should not intake. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. And then the entire time, Sheena, when she does have camera time, is just trying to, like,
sing badly.
Sing badly and say that they're in a perfect relationship. It's so weird. She, like, calls him out on camera, but then, like, lies and says they're in a great relationship.
Hate her. Okay.
Yeah. So we start the season where we hear a rumor. Because everyone's kind of hanging out together again. Everyone's getting together for the most part. And we hear a rumor that Jax had sex with a different Sir worker named Faith.
Ugh.
Brittany is devastated. Sweet Kentucky, like sweet little Southern Belle, is just crying, even though he's cheated on her
a million
six times
yeah.
by now.
Uh-huh.
And she is so upset. She's screaming at him. She's telling him to rot in hell. And he is trying to say that it never happened, and she believes him, and she decides to stay with him.
Jeez.
Then a couple weeks later, Lala receives a recording that Faith took where she recorded her and Jax post coitus.
Oh.
and they're breathing heavy and they're talking about how like Brittany is not the one. Jax doesn't want to marry her.
Oh shit.
Like he's not even attracted to her anymore. Faith was the best sex he's had in forever. And then we find out that Faith was house sitting for an elderly woman that she was supposed to be a daytime nurse for. And instead, that woman was somewhere in the house while she fucked Jax.
In the house? Ew.
Yeah.
I don't like any of these people. I really don't.
I don't either.
Like, not a single one.
No, there's some redemption arcs, okay. And I think we'll get there soon. But like right now, we are just slumming it.
Yeah, yeah.
Lala attacks everyone in the group again. Again, she's drinking like crazy. She has a boyfriend that she won't talk about. They're all claiming that he's a married man, and like they started out as an affair. And Lala like refuses to even say his name. She keeps calling him my man. James is jealous because he wanted to fuck Lala, and he really thought that he has this like moment where he says, if Lala would have met me when I was a rich and famous DJ instead of a DJ that was starting out, we would be married, but I don't have enough money for her right now.
I hate to see it.
And so Lala is dating this man that may or may not have a wife and kids. And Lala's just refusing to talk about him. And then Kristen is just like spiraling. She and James Kennedy have broken up. He's being super abusive to her. He's getting in her face, screaming. At one point, she punches him in the face.
Oh, my God.
So that he will leave her alone. And she's still like... Yikes. Claiming that Tom and Ariana like hooked up while her and Tom were dating, and she just doesn't like that no one's admitting it, and she's just struggling through the season. Turns out that Jax does fuck Faith, finally admits to it, and in the end, Brittany stays.
Of course.
So now we're in season 7. And I'm sorry, guys, this is going to be a long one.
And they're definitely getting money like from Bravo at this point. Yeah.
I would say that this is the point where you can tell the drugs are being taken more often.
Yeah, that's
sad. And it's no longer like being taken just to party. It's being taken all the time.
No longer recreationally.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like Jax is doing so much coke that he's had 6 nose jobs.
Oh my God.
And he keeps claiming it's a deviated septum, but he eventually does come out and admit that like it was holes from cocaine.
Of course it was.
That he was correcting.
That's crazy.
Stassi has been single for a really long time. She's been single for about 3 seasons by now. And she meets this lovely man named Bo, and they are perfect for each other.
Okay.
He loves how weird she is because something we didn't say about Stassi. Stassi grew up in New Orleans. So it's always a little bit part of her personality of like the weird witchy woo woo stuff.
I see.
Like her, Katie and Kristen call each other the witches of WeHo.
Cute.
Because they just like Katie does tarot on the show. Mm. They do magic on the show. And like
fun.
She goes to see like an oracle to like cleanse her body while she's with Bo because he brings out such good things about her. That she is trying to become a better person.
Mm-hmm.
She still like gets so drunk that she like will berate Bo in front of a group full of people that are there for her birthday because she wants to go to bed and he's still out partying.
Mm-hmm.
But Bo was raised by a couples therapist.
Oh,
and so
nice.
He sees the trauma.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I get it. You want me to go to bed with you because your exes cheated on you. So if they weren't going to bed with you, they were probably talking to someone else.
Right.
And he's like, but like your dick punching my heart is the way he says it.
Nice.
And he says, I feel like I'm getting dick punched in the heart because like I love you and you have nothing to worry about and you're reprimanding me for something that I didn't do.
That's cute.
So like they're really growing and like becoming great people.
Mm-hmm.
She buys a holiday called Outfit of the Day and she posts on Instagram and like her thing is really just showing off her fashion.
Cute.
She becomes a New York Times bestselling author.
Wow.
Like she's moving up and she's really having this great redemption arc where she's no longer being a mean girl. Like she still doesn't like Sheena because Sheena's annoying, but at least it's because she's annoying and not because of her past choices.
Sure. Sure. Good. So seems like she's really grown.
Stassi's really getting this redemption arc, and Beau's really helping her with that, and like they're just like grossly in love, mm-hmm. and they're still together today, like
adorbs,
and they have two kids. Like, she really had like a glow up.
Very for sure. Cute.
Kristen begins isolating herself because she is dating a man named Carter, and she's constantly venting to her friends about how horrible he is, but then they won't break up. And then when she's not with Stassi and Katie, she's telling everyone that her relationship is perfect. So like they're getting frustrated because they're like, you're in a really bad situation. He's letting you pay all of his bills. He's like rotting on your couch and like moved himself in like
a scrub.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he's benefiting off of like all of her starting to get Bravo money. And you can just tell that, like, they're also on, like, Adderall. And they don't need to be on it while they're having these arguments.
So they're just doing lots of drugs.
Yeah, yeah. Tons of drugs. Mushrooms come into play eventually. They start talking about marijuana once it gets legalized in California. Like, they're definitely dabbling in a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Jax, unfortunately, between season 6 and 7, loses his father. He didn't know his dad was sick. He doesn't know if his dad said he didn't want the kids to know that he was dying, or if his mom took the decision to not let them know.
Okay.
And he loses his dad and stops talking to his mom. And he has a real like potential arc of like being a good person. Brittany steps in and takes care of him and is there for him. And he's like, she's the one, I'm going to have kids with her someday. Like, she stood with me when she didn't need to because I was going through this.
Okay.
And they have this really nice relationship arc, and he proposes and she says yes.
Okay.
Lisa Vanderpump decides that Tom Schwartz and Tom Sandoval have such a fun, like, relationship friendship that she sees getting really popular with the fans of Vanderpump Rules.
Okay.
She goes to them and asks if they would like to be partial owners of a restaurant bar, and she wants to open it with them.
Just those two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And she's asking for $100,000 from each of, like, so their total equals $100,000, and they would be 10% owners in a bar called Tom Tom.
Okay.
So that's also how you know that the money is starting to flow in.
Yeah, because
they're starting to talk about higher
things,
pricing.
I can't do that.
No. And then Sheena is really just trying to be friends with everybody, and trying to be friends with Faith, and trying to be friends with Brittany, and just she's trying to. A constant thing about Sheena is like, if you're loyal to everyone, you're loyal to no one, mm-hmm. and that's kind of the vibe she gives off. She's just trying to like be there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we kind of ended on like Jax and Brittany propose, and they're all excited about, you know, planning for the wedding, and she's planning her engagement party, which is extravagant and is like princess themed. And like, that's her goal, is to be the princess. And Katie and Tom have a really great season where they like get really close and have a nice time just being a married couple. Sheena's single and dating like hundreds of people, buying them penguins.
Oh my gosh.
Like, she like bought a penguin at the zoo and named it after a guy that she was casually fucking.
But the penguin lived at the zoo, right? Like, not
the penguin. No, she didn't have a penguin.
Okay, okay.
It lived at the zoo. It was well.
Thank you for clarifying. I was like, oh, I hate that. But then someone was like, well, wait, let me ask. Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's cute.
Yeah. So that's kind of where we end that season.
It's a lot of money.
We're on to season 8.
Okay.
Jax and Brittany's wedding is the focal point of this season.
Okay.
They are going back to Kentucky and getting married at a castle in Versailles, which is supposed to... It's
in Versailles? Like okay.
It's spelt like Versailles, but in Kentucky, they call the place Versailles.
That's
And Lisa tacky. Vanderpump, being a British woman who also speaks French, is like...
Yeah.
Ew.
And like, respectfully, that's tacky.
So mm-hmm. Jax then decides that everything is about him. And as a narcissist, he demands that his friends be present for the 3 bachelor parties he wants, the engagement party, and like tons of other stuff
three
associated parties. With the wedding.
Okay.
Jax and Brittany are, it's brought to light that their pastor that they have, because Brittany is like a conservative Kentucky woman at the time. And so she has a pastor from home that's going to marry them. And it comes to light that he's tweeted some homophobic tweets.
Oh, geez.
And Jax and Brittany were being tagged in things for 6 months, but didn't fire the pastor until after Lisa Vanderpump said, I will not be involved with your wedding because I'm a strong ally for the community and he needs to be fired.
Okay.
So then they acted like they had never known about what he said, even though they were tagged in the tweets. And they said as soon as that stuff came to light, they fired him. And then Lisa, trying to help them correct their images, asked her friend Lance Bass to be the officiant at the wedding.
So he was?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And you could tell he was like,
I don't know these people.
Yep. I'm nice. Doing this because Lisa Vanderpump is very rich and is my friend.
Right.
It's just really, they try to bring some new cast members in. They don't really vibe with the group. It just doesn't work out. After this season, they kind of go back to California. They do some trips and it's really just James is trying to get sober. Lala is trying to get sober. Kristen, Stassi, and Katie are trying to be friends again. Sheena's trying to force her way into the group. And Ariana just doesn't give a fuck.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And Schwartz is just kind of like a bump on the log. Like, there's not a lot that he's doing either. So season 9 was shortened because it happened during COVID. So Stassi and Beau get engaged. And they're very excited to start talking about their wedding. Unfortunately, after this season, Stassi, Kristen, and Jax were fired.
Oh.
It came out that Stassi had been a part of some inappropriate comments about Faith, who was an African-American woman and the only African-American woman adjacent to the staff. It was not any slurs or anything. At the time, she was mean-girling Faith for having sex with Jax, and she just made a poor joke about how Faith looked like someone who was in a most wanted poster, and it was just another African-American like woman. So it was just an inappropriate comment, but unfortunately Kristen took it too far and actually reported Faith to the police. Stassi had said like what I had said was just a joke, and then Kristen took it a step further, but Stassi didn't tell anyone that Kristen did that. Okay. So both of them were fired. And then Jax was later let go. This one, they claim that he was saying some inappropriate stuff, but he had been tweeting inappropriate stuff for
ever
the entirety of the show.
Yeah.
I think Jax got fired because he referred to Vanderpump Rules as his show in season 8, and he said that to Lisa Vanderpump.
Mm.
And she wanted to remind him who brought him to that show.
Yeah.
And that everything he had was thanks to her.
Mm.
So there is a rumor that Jax got fired because of that comment and because Lisa Vanderpump was like, fuck no.
Yeah.
Like, these kids need to stay in line and remember who brought this show to them.
I mean, he seems like a piece of shit, so.
Yeah. And then, like, with season 9, they never talk about it. They just, like, jump into, we have Katie, Schwartz, Ariana Sandoval, Sheena, Lala, James. And then James starts dating Raquel.
Okay.
This season is during COVID, so the season is shortened. There's a lot of social distancing for the reunion is kind of when things... after the shutdown. So the season stopped because of the shutdown. And then they did the reunion months later after Zoom was kind of more widespread.
I see.
Katie and Schwartz's marriage is really struggling. Schwartz and Tom are focused on opening Tom with Lisa, and Schwartz is not giving Katie any attention. Instead of being understanding of that when she asks for like more quality time, he screams at her and tells her he doesn't like the sound of her voice and she's annoying.
Nice.
Then she starts crying and he finally stops and acknowledges she just wanted to spend quality time with him.
Oy.
And tries to like counteract what he did.
Okay.
Raquel comes into the scene, and much like a mini Jax, a lot of women are claiming that they fucked James while Raquel didn't live in California because she was going to college. Mm-hmm. And she decided that she believed James over multiple women, with one of them having proof of taking a picture of them in bed together. And nice. She still said that the photo was doctored.
DeLulu.
Really crazy.
Yeah.
James is starting to become friends with the Toms, and now that Jax is kind of out of the way because Jax and James really butt heads, he starts to become more of a main character. Lala and Sheena start hanging out more and just kind of causing drama to get more screen time. And then Sandoval is just really into himself. He's really excited that he's got a restaurant in West Hollywood, and that he's just starting to get more money. All of these people are starting to get more money. They have houses now. They're pretty McMansion-y from in the valley. They're like beautiful 6-bedroom homes with basements and, you know, pools. And it's still like a neighborhood, but it's just like a bougie neighborhood. And they're all living within 5 minutes of each other.
Probably not super healthy.
No, it's very unhealthy. Mm-hmm. At the end of season 9, James proposes to Raquel. And how James proposes to Raquel is he recreates Coachella. They rent the Coachella grounds because they weren't able to have Coachella during 2020. And they make their own Coachella. They hire a DJ. They have fireworks. And Tom Sandoval pays half of James's engagement to Raquel.
Jeez, why?
He's just that good of a friend, Leslie.
Okay.
I'm just that good guy.
Yeah.
My friend needs help. I love love. Ariana doesn't ever want to get married or have kids. We're just going to be partners for the rest of our life, because that's something that's talked about a little bit. Like, I'm never going to get to propose, so I'm going to give my friends some money.
Nice, I guess. That's right.
At this point, too, Tom decide that they want to open a second restaurant at the end of the season, and they are going to call it Schwartz and Sandy's. And they do mushrooms to try to come up with their business statement. And it is complete gibberish when they explain it to their supposed partner. They want it to be like a retro 70s style bar, where it's like he uses the word funkadelic in his mission statement.
Not a word.
They're just a fucking joke. Yeah. That's all it is. And Katie and Schwartz are just struggling. Like, they just got done building Tom Tom and she wasn't getting attention. And now they're moving on to Schwartz and Sandy's. And originally Katie was supposed to be part of the bar planning. And then her and Sandoval started fighting so much that Schwartz told her to back off. And Schwartz, once again, is not defending his wife. He's defending his best friend over her. And it's just time and time again, this is what's happening.
Yeah.
We're almost there. We have 2 more seasons, guys.
We're good.
Season 10, we have started the season with James and Raquel breaking their engagement.
That's probably for the best.
Not really a reason why. James did get sober for Raquel for a couple of seasons. She kind of said, like, your drinking is making you horrible. Mm-hmm. You have to stop. And he gets sober and he has this beautiful arc of being a good person. Lala has this beautiful arc into these seasons as well, being a good person. She ends up marrying the man she was a mistress to.
Oh,
which
nice.
Isn't her good arc, but she becomes a mother.
Sweet.
And she really evaluates the mean things that she said to others, and she tries to be a better friend and tries to be softer.
That's nice.
Her goal is to be softer.
Okay.
Sheena is annoying and is dating a man named Brock, and they have a baby together. They met 2 months before quarantine, decided to quarantine together, and this man owes child support for 2 children that he left in Australia.
Nice.
And decides to have another child with a woman that he's known for 3 months, moves into her home. They get married eventually, and the grossest part about their whole relationship is Brock is not allowed to see his 2 older children in Australia because he's behind in child support.
Okay.
And he isn't making payments. His child from a marriage previous is named Winter.
Pretty.
The daughter that he has with Sheena, he names Summer.
That's weird.
And everyone thinks it's really weird that he's like making their names correlate, but he doesn't even see this child.
Like have a relationship. That's weird. It's yeah. weird.
Yeah. So that's kind of where we are. Katie and Tom also got a divorce, or Schwartz also got a divorce. Schwartz was more focused on opening the bars, and he says a lot of bar owners have told him that they've lost their marriages because of the stress that opening a restaurant can be. So Katie and Tom are divorced. They share custody of their two dogs, and Katie is coming into her own, where she is no longer allowing a man to talk to her negatively, is no longer allowing a man to not take her side.
That's good.
And just becomes this like really badass bitch.
Yeah.
Ariana and Tom are still together. Ariana and Sandoval are still together. And they're kind of on it. Like, you can tell they're hitting a stride where they've been together for a really long time and they're just starting to get comfortable. Tom is constantly wanting to go out and party, and Ariana is like, I just want quality time at home. Yeah. And like, Tom is complaining because their sex life is pretty like non-existent. And Ariana's like, well, my love language is quality time. And if I don't feel like I'm getting quality time with you, like, I'm not going to have sex with you. And he won't stay home.
Yeah.
Instead, Tom decides to start a band, and in addition to opening a bar, he is touring with a band, and he also cannot sing.
Love that.
Like,
love that for him.
He's touring around the country singing covers. And like, such a supportive girlfriend. Ariana's in the front row of every show, like screaming and acting like he is just the best. We kind of end the season and it's really fucking lame.
Nice.
Nothing happens.
Yeah.
Lala and her husband, Randall, end up getting a divorce. And surprise, surprise, when you date an older man who has a wife and children and he either keeps that from you or doesn't. Mm-hmm. She never really admits if she knew or not. He's not a great guy. Turns out he's like a flop of a producer who was like stealing money from people to like pay for projects. And then he was just constantly borrowing money and throwing money where he could. And then like buying private jets and like setting Lala and himself up in this like huge mansion. And, he cheats on her.
Okay.
Surprise.
Yeah.
And then we find out that like Randall is like fraud. He's doing fraud, and he's like, the IRS is investigating him, and Lala is quickly like, I didn't know anything. Like, I didn't know about the money. Like, it gets real dramatic, and Lala has his child.
Okay.
So she's showing her way of navigating through single momhood and like just the trauma of like realizing that like you were being lied to a lot, but also having to accept the fact that you like we're a mistress to start. Mm-hmm. So like lots of drama there.
Yeah, kind of.
Raquel is kind of her main thing through the season is she's just trying to find herself, which we find out Raquel's kind of like gross. She like is trying to be sassy and flirt with a guy, but the guy was flirting with Lala at first, and then Lala was kind of like, I don't want to date anyone right now, I'm dealing with a divorce, like Raquel, if you are interested in him, go ahead. And like Raquel did. Mm-hmm. And then Lala was like, that's fine, but like Raquel was kind of gloating about it after they got back to their hotel room, and then Lala just kind of said that she didn't really trust Raquel with how she was acting. And Raquel was like, well, good thing you don't have a man, so you don't have to worry if I'll steal him or not.
Nice.
So like Raquel's starting to be really weird. She was this like pretty little pageant girl who was really shy. And all of a sudden she's getting really drunk and crying a lot and just like being sporadic and like just not herself. Cameras go down. We think that Vanderpump is over. Like, this was the lamest season yet. They're all getting to the point where they're making so much money that they are worried about their image and they're trying to hide things from the camera. They never did that when they were poor. So you're just kind of like, well, like what I loved about the show is going away.
This is boring.
And I think that's what happens when any reality TV star starts to get money. I think that it's really good when they don't have a ton of money. Right. And then once they start having like sponsored deals and stuff, they change how they move.
Right. They don't want to lose it. So we're
kind of like saying goodbye to Vanderpump Rules. And then Scandoval happens. It's the biggest scandal of reality TV. So big that they picked cameras back up after wrapping and they recorded more episodes.
Okay. And that's what season 11 was.
You are correct.
Nice.
Ariana is talking about an evening at a bar that Sandoval is singing at. He dropped his phone. Someone hands it to her. She doesn't know what it is. Call it women's intuition. Call it a gut feeling. She goes through his phone. He finds a video that of him and Raquel FaceTiming, and they are having sex.
Being explicit. Oy. Mm-hmm. She sucks.
And then Sandoval is getting off stage and he can see Ariana just like freaking out. And he goes, hey, do you want to go outside and have a cigarette? He doesn't know what's going on, but he can tell she's kind of amped. She says yes. And she starts talking to him while they're walking out of the restaurant, pretty much saying like, I found this, like, what the fuck? And he admits in his interview that his goal is just to walk Ariana out of the restaurant so that she doesn't cause a scene.
Okay.
He's saying, like, let's get in the car. Let's go home. We can talk about it at home. And she's like, I want to talk about it right now. And he admits to an affair with Raquel. Now, there is question of when it started. He claims it started in season 10. A lot of us sleuths believe it started as early as season 8.
Oh, wow.
When she stepped on the scene.
Oh, wow.
Which is why he may have helped James pay for the engagement.
Oh.
And we thought it was like some sick, gross little like kink thing.
Gross.
So simultaneously, while Ariana is finding this video, Sheena and Raquel, who are very, very good friends and have grown very close over time, are on a show called Watch What Happens Live. That is where Andy Cohen interviews people that are on Bravo shows or celebrities that enjoy Bravo shows, and like they get to ask questions and it's like a nighttime talk show for Bravo. I don't watch that. It's not my vibe. But I did watch that one because they're playing a game where it's like which Tom is hotter. And Raquel in season 11... in season 10, before this kind of comes out and leads into season 11, has been like making out with Tom Schwartz, Katie's ex-husband, shortly after they divorced. And again, it has been acknowledged that Tom Sandoval and Raquel were having an affair at the time that she was making out with Tom Schwartz. Tom Sandoval and Raquel thought that they would do this to throw people off their scent.
Oh, I see.
So this was premeditated.
Eesh.
There is an argument that Tom Schwartz was aware of the affair around that time and went along with it because Sandoval is his best friend.
Buddy. Yeah.
And he wouldn't tell a girl if his friend was cheating on them or not. So simultaneously, while Tom and Ariana are finding out about are talking about the affair, Raquel and Sheena are playing a game on Watch What Happens Live, and it says which Tom is hotter. And Raquel chooses Tom Sandoval, even though the crowd knows that she is making out with Tom Schwartz. And everyone is shocked by her answer, even Sheena.
Yeah.
At that time, Tom texts Raquel to warn her that Ariana knows, and Sheena's phone is blowing up because Ariana is trying to call her. Like, Raquel's phone is blowing up and Sheena said, what's going on? And Raquel just looks at her with a blank stare and says, Tom Sandoval and I have been having an affair for 11 months and Ariana just found out.
Nice.
So Ariana is freaking out, screaming, crying, throwing up. Oh. And they go home and they just like totally unleash on each other.
Yeah.
They break up. obviously.
That's good.
And they are coexisting in their McMansion that they bought together. Ariana eventually wants to sell it. Tom is refusing to sell it and wants to buy her out. So they're prolonging the process. And a lawyer recommended to Ariana, do not leave the house, because if you leave the house, he can start squatting.
Oh, shoot.
And it will make it more difficult for you to get your money.
Yeah.
So they had to coexist for 2 years because he was dragging his feet on selling the home.
Great. What a loser.
Oh my God. He put noise machines outside his room because he thought Ariana was going to spy on him. Like, it was horrible.
Hmm.
And it all comes to this head where Ariana is talking to Tom and they're sitting on the couch and she wants to hear the story from start to finish.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom is explaining what happened and how he started having feelings and he tried to break up with Ariana, which wasn't true. He never tried to break up with her. He just attempted to make their living situation uncomfortable to try to get Ariana to break up with him. But he never had the balls to like
say
he wanted it to be done. And Ariana is just devastated. And she screams at the top of her lungs that she doesn't give a fuck about Raquel because Tom is trying to like defend her while he's talking about their affair.
Oh, jeez.
And she says, your relationship is bullshit. You are bullshit. I was with you from the beginning. I was with you when you had nothing. I was with you when we lived in an apartment that couldn't have the AC and the microwave on at the same time. I was your ride or die. I was going to go to the end with you. I froze my eggs, even though for years I said I didn't want kids, so that you had that option.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a little bit of money and a little bit of attention from a younger girl, and you think you're special, and you think that she's going to be what you want. And she said, I hope that you live with your consequences for the rest of your life. And I hope you know that you gave up a woman who was going to be there for you at every beck and call for some little younger girl.
Yikes.
And then she ends the conversation with, do you have anything else to say to me before we never speak again?
That's strong.
And he cries and says he loves her
and
all of this stuff. And then now what I haven't talked about in any of these seasons is at the end, they do a reunion. This is the most epic reunion. If you are at all interested in this show, please go watch it on YouTube, because Ariana wears this revenge dress that is just a block of dress around her titties, one block across her stomach, and then a skirt that is so low that you can see her six pack.
Nice.
And it is a revenge dress to the nines.
Yeah.
And they all just sit across from Sandoval and Raquel and call, like, scream at them and call them trash. Ooh. And, like, get in each other's, like, they point and they yell and they just, like, unleash on how disgusting and how calculated this can be. Because Ariana and Raquel were, like, best friends. They spent so much time together. And then this is happening behind closed doors. It's disgusting. And then they give it a little time. They put the cameras down. They pick it up for another half season. And it's trying to get Ariana and Tom eventually to talk to each other. They don't want to talk to each other. Like, Ariana wants nothing to do with him. They keep trying to force them together. And in the midst of all of this, Ariana and Katie decide to open a sandwich shop that's been very successful after Schwartz and Sandy's went out of business because of the affair.
Mm-hmm.
And so now Ariana and Katie got to divorce the Toms and are thriving.
Nice.
And the Toms have lost both of their restaurants.
Love that.
And are on another Bravo spinoff trying to get more money.
Karma. Karma will always play out. Always.
And that is Vanderpump Rules.
I feel immersed.
Was it okay? Like, was it followable? Yes. Okay, because I know there are a lot of characters moving, and like,
there are. But no, I was following along.
Okay, like, it's just, and of course, I'm just hitting bullet points. But guys, this has quickly become my comfort show. I'm rewatching it.
Oh, I love that.
Like, that's what kind of gave me this idea. I was just like, this is the only thing I'm doing. Like, I am working two jobs and hanging out with my kid, and I am watching Vanderpump Rules. Like, that's it.
Oh, I love that. I love a good comfort show.
Right?
I really do.
So what's your thought on Vanderpump now that you've gotten the synopsis?
It's very intense. And I knew there was a lot of, like, yelling and a lot of drama, but I had no idea that it was about a restaurant. And it just seems, it seems very on brand for like that reality's TV, the ups and the flows, the trends, the whatnot. Yeah. And it, and I'm glad that the, it seems like people tried to grow and like become better people, and that's good. Mm-hmm. And again, karma will always play out for the ones that deserve it.
Yeah. Isn't mm-hmm. it just, and I just, I think it's peak reality TV for me because it had the factor that was so different at the time than the rest of reality TV. Because like Bravo got famous by showing the rich and famous women of mm-hmm. like the Real Housewives franchise, and they already had money. They already had mansions.
Yeah.
They had rich families or rich partners, or they were rich themselves. And I think what I loved about this is the juxtaposition, because it was like Jersey Shore. They were gross.
Yeah.
They were mm-hmm. like poor and dirty and just totally into like drinking. And then yes, trying and to live and the lavish life that California mm-hmm. gives off. And being in debt and foreclosing on, like one of them almost lost their car because they hadn't made a car payment forever. Like they were mm-hmm. struggling actors and singers and models. And I think that's why it works. Because mm-hmm. like it was so refreshing to watch people struggle.
Yikes.
And but then once they,
but I know what you mean.
But then once they started making money and you started seeing nicer cars, like you quickly like pulled, like the show slowed down after that. Like of course there was crazy good drama and I stuck with it for the entirety mm-hmm. of the seasons. But had Scandoval not happened, they probably wouldn't have had a season 11. It would have probably yeah. ended at season 10.
Well, at least they went out on a bang.
I know. It was so great.
A big bang.
Yeah. So this is a long ass episode. I don't know if we're going to release it all at once or if we're going to cut it into two. I think that's a discussion for Leslie and I off pod. But yes. eventually, whether it's next episode or the episode after, you will get a Leslie breakdown.
Yes. Mine's not nearly as dramatic. I mean, it is. There is like written fiction drama, but it's not nearly as dramatic.
It's crazy that this was like real life.
That was
like
that was
a woman nuts. Got backhanded on national television and everyone was like, I understand.
The shot heard around the world.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So we'll have something to look forward to, Leslie. We'll keep it a secret yes. for now, but we thought we'd break down just two shows that neither of us have ever seen before.
Thanks so much, Amber. That was very informative.
Of course.
That was so good. And if you have nothing else to say, and I have nothing else to say, then I think we will have to spook you next Tuesday.
Bye.